Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be looking at the jazz film released in 2014, Whiplash. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. Whiplash, which many people have seen, was released in 2014, and it's a film very much about jazz, about big band jazz, to be absolutely accurate, and drumming. The kind of iconic drummers, particularly Buddy Rich, those sorts of people. And it features the a fictional music school, but it's supposed to be, you know, one of the Juilliard type places. And it was directed by, well, it's a combination, really. There's two people who met at Harvard, Damien Chazelle and Justin Hurwitz. And Hurwitz wrote the music, although not all of the music, and we'll talk about it in a minute. And Damien Chazelle, he'd written a film that Hurwitz scored called Two People Sitting on a Bench. Can't remember their names now. Somebody and George Sitting on a Bench was his first film, which they'd done as a student film while at Harvard, and then it got made into a full-length film. Anyway, we'll correct that in the notes for the full correct title. The interesting thing for me is that it isn't really a film about jazz in many ways. It's a film about abuse and drive and technical excellence versus feel, and there are lots of philosophical things brought up in the film, but not what I should say is that duo went on to make La La Land, which is also notionally about jazz. I would say it wasn't about jazz, but he clearly likes jazz. And Hurwitz did study music, that he was at Harvard studying music. And they both worked really hard. They both made a pact to work really hard. And I think that's where Whiplash comes from. They're both incredibly driven to work as hard as possible at one of the top universities in the world, obviously. Now, the question is, how jazzy is it? Well, most of the stuff that is properly jazzy either existed already, like Caravan, the Duke Ellington Caravan. There's a sort of music competition that the big band, is the studio band, as it's called, is entering. But also, a lot of the charts, Whiplash itself, was written by Tim Simonek, who's a well-known jazz arranger. You know, Hurwitz won, I think he won a Golden Globe and a Grammy for La La Land. I don't know if he was nominated for this one. But what do you think, Nick, about the film in general?
I mean, I had sort of mixed feelings about it, really. I found it very hard just to get past the kind of inaccuracy of a lot of it, of just the kind of license taken. There's a whole scene where he's practicing, just trying to play really, really fast, and his hands start bleeding, and I just thought, I don't know, it just seems so sort of unreal to me, the whole thing. So I found it hard to get past that, really. But I mean, I thought it was, I mean, in a way, I sort of thought it was almost more like a sports film than a jazz film. You could have the same plot, and it could be about a basketball player or something. As you said, the music wasn't really, it's weird because the music wasn't, for me, a big part of the film. It was more this, like you say, it was obviously this relationship between him and his teacher. So it's kind of interesting and sort of entertaining, but I just found it really hard to get past the kind of the inaccurate stuff, really, about the jazz scene, I guess.
I remember Peter Erskine writing about it, saying, you know, if you think this is what jazz education is like, you're completely wrong.
I mean, it's not my experience of jazz education. No.
Anyway, Whiplash, watch it and tell us what you think. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.